It's Guide Dog Blogs time again, and I am joined by Chris Wallace from Berkshire Stags again. Chris, welcome back.
Good afternoon again.
Let's talk public transport. We've talked about this a few times with a few guide dog owners, and it's always nice to hear kind of how people approach public transport with their own guide dogs. So, how often does Eden take public transport with you?
I would say on average at least once a week, probably often sometimes more, two, three, or four times.
Is there any particular form of public transport that Eden likes quite a bit?
His favorite way of traveling is by and on the intercity trains. He doesn't like the slow chug-chug trains up to Wokingham. He likes when we go down to Bristol for some training with Gloucestershire, because then we go on the intercity train, which is fast from Reading to Bristol in about an hour. And he absolutely adores that.
What do you think particularly he loves about these that the small, slow trains don't do?
Well, I should point out before I had Eden, I actually told guide dog people that I do a lot of travelling by public transport. So they had Eden already prepped for public transport in advance. And when we w first got together, we did a lot of training, which involved getting on and off buses, going into Reading from where I live, and also finding his way around Reading Station and how to get on and off trains and where to sit. But like I said, his favourites are definitely by the intercity train, because it is very smooth. And he knows that on intercity trains, there is a special dog section on the carriages, which is usually either the one from the front or the one for the back. And it's a big area, and it's actually reserved for, say, people who are disabled. Don't necessarily have to have a guide dog, but say if you've got an invalid carriage or something like that, or a wheelchair, because it's an extra big space with fewer seats. And once we get on the train, he actually says, right, I said, Eden, right, find the dog spot, and which is what we call it. And he immediately takes me down the carriageway looking for it. He always seems to know where it is as well. He always seems to head off in the right direction and find it very quickly. I mean, I'm quite happy to be there anyway, because it's quite close. They always have the disabled toilets close to it. And it is a nice big area where, as soon as we get there, he can take off his lead and harness, and then he can lie down quite peacefully on the train. I think he likes it most because, although he knows we're moving, there's hardly any sense of vibration or movement. It's quite smooth.
That's quite interesting. So, you mentioned you take off his harness and his lead during the train. Is that correct?
Though I do put his lead back on afterwards, because I hook it round my foot, so he can't go on very much of a wander. But he's on quite a long lead, so he can still stretch out wherever he wants to sit. He often still anywhere to sit in the special dog area, and he still finds a way to lie across the middle of the aisle and block everyone going backwards and forwards.
Caesar often kind of lies half under the seat and half poking out in front of me, where he can be comfortable. But what I never have done is taken off his harness and put a long lead on, which I guess might be possibly worth trying.
Well,
Which
his leader's got these big yellow flashes on saying he's a guide dog anyway. So even if he's not working, people are aware he's a guide dog.
And any other kind of things you do to make Eden's train journey a bit easier for yourself and him?
I do remember once when we were travelling earlier this year, we actually went down for a day to visit a friend down in Dawlish, and we had to change trains at Exeter St David's. The train was running a bit late. And I suddenly get the we're actually standing on the station waiting, listening for announcements, trying to find out when the slow train to Dawlish is likely to be, because it's been delayed. And Eden's in his full battle dress, his harness and everything, and he's standing right next to me on the platform. And suddenly I get the noticeable tug on my trouser leg, which means Eden's, I know what that means. He's sidling up to me. He needs a bathroom. So I actually explained the situation to a porter, or member of British Rail, and they were actually very good. They said, yes, all right, we'll help you over the bridge and out. And I said, yes, and explained to the person on the ticket barrier that this guide dog just simply needs a bathroom and he'll be back again in 2 minutes. And once we got out of Exeter St David Station, Eden found a tree very quickly where he could do his business, and then went back in again. And they actually waved us through, and I said, oh, hello, it's you. Yes, go straight through. Your train's not for another 15 minutes. You've got plenty of time. Which was very reassuring of them. They actually offered again, did I need an escort to take me back to the right station? But Eden could remember, sorry, the right platform, but Eden could remember which platform to go. And he also remembered his way right over the footbridge and back.
What I like is Eden actually gives you an indicator that he needs to go to the bathroom, because not all dogs do. My one just kind of decides to get on with it whenever this get on with it sometimes, and it's like,
Sometimes you well, Eden still occasionally has the odd accident, but he's getting he is getting a lot better. I mean, if he needs the bathroom, he will physically in the wee he will physically tell me, because he'll suddenly rub closely up against my leg, or he'll put his mouth and nose across the front of my trousers and try and catch the my jeans in gently in his teeth. They almost let me know, Dad, I need the loo. And so that's for a wee. Number twos are a lot harder, and sometimes it's a case of timing. But often, if he starts walking as though he's filled his pants or he's wearing a nappy, I can feel him. His gait's changed. I think, oh no, he's looking for somewhere to do a number two. So I say, hang on, Eden, right? I know you need to go, and we'll try and find you somewhere.
that's pretty decent. Now, how is Eden with buses?
Well, buses were actually trained him before we got as far as trains. The bus services around here, I mean, Lower Early and going into Reading, are pretty good. We nearly always take the 21. He's quite happy with the 21. He knows where to go and sit, because he goes and sits where the cat there's a special berth, say, for carriages, wheelchairs, any push chairs, anything like that. And he also knows he has to go in backwards. He's not quite so happy there as he is on trains. Sometimes I think it's because he gets shaken around so much. The roads are going into Reading are very bumpy and lumpy. And also, I think it's maybe because he can't get his harness off, because there's often not room to take it off. So we have to very carefully steer him in backwards. So he's half under the seat with his sort of front half poking out, so we can still see what's going on. But he is quite happy. And like I said, he was trained from that almost from the off when he arrived. So he knows what to do. He knows where to go, because there's always a particular spot on the same bus, the 21. And he also knows where he has to sit, and even which way around to sit then, because he was trained from an early age, and he's then gets lots of praise. I will take his nose harness off and clip the lead just to the main part of his collar. So at least that's better, because he doesn't like his nose harness and he finds it very itchy if he's not working, and he's not going to be working. The journey in takes nearly half an hour, so I know he can at least do that. So I said he doesn't mind that. He normally knows if we're going in by bus into Reading, it means we're going somewhere special, which means he's always quite happy to do.
Yeah, Caesar doesn't like his nose collar either. When he works, he usually concentrates on keeping it, but when he doesn't work, he's like, yeah, okay, I want it off now. Thank you. Okay, Chris, thank you very much for that. There you go, some more travel tips for you and adventures. What's your guide dog like on buses or trains? Why don't you get in touch with us and come on and chat as well? We're a good friendly bunch and we love talking dogs. That, what more could you want? Thank you, Chris, for joining us on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheerio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.